Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 137. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Hymn number 137. The scriptural will be given by Wendy from South Carolina.
I will read from the Bible, Exodus. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power, and in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Isaiah, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer, with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven,
our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
for God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 143. Imposture shrinks from light and dreads the piercing eye, but sacred truths the test invite. They bid us search and try. Hymn number 143.
Imposture
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin our Sunday mornings here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson, other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you will also be able to find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11. And that Sunday school has its own teleconference number. Most of our students actually don't live in the area, and they attend via teleconference on their telephone. And that means that if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend our Sunday school. If you'd like, just call us. We'll give you the number. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives made much, much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services and meetings, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do come, you can bring the whole family. We have, I believe, 18 websites in 18 different languages. And by these websites, the truth, the healing truth of Christian Science is reaching people around the world, in many cases in their own language. And everything that we provide on all of our websites is free of charge. You can read, listen, download, print without charge. Freely we have received, and freely we give. This is our mission, to provide the healing truth of Christian Science to everyone in the world today. And I'd like to point out one of the articles that we are featuring on our English language website for this season, an article by Mary Baker Eddy entitled, What Christmas Means to Me. This will put the whole holiday season in the right perspective. We recommend it highly. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from miscellaneous writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Tom from Iowa.
Page 447. For a long time, I have felt that I must in some way express my great debt of gratitude for Christian Science. I know no better way to do so than to give an account through the journal of some of the many blessings I have received as a result of our leader's untiring toil and self-sacrificing love for suffering mortals, and giving to us the wonderful book, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures. When I first heard of Christian Science about 6 years ago, I was satisfied that it was a religion of Christ Jesus, because Jesus had so plainly said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." I had been a church member since my girlhood, but was not satisfied that my belief would take me to heaven, as I did not have these signs following, and this had always troubled me. So, when I heard that an old acquaintance living at a distance had not only been raised from a dying condition to health, but her life had been changed and purified through Christian Science, I could hardly wait to know more of this Christ-like religion which was casting out evils and healing the sick. I searched every bookstore in the city for Science and Health, at last found a copy, and was delighted to get hold of it, but little realized what a treasure it was to be to me and my household. At first it was like Greek to me, and I could not understand much of it, but gleaned enough to keep on reading and longed for someone to talk to me of it. After I had been reading it about a year's time, I suddenly became almost blind. I knew no scientist to go to, so went to physicians. They told me that my case was hopeless, that it was certain my sight never could be restored, and the probabilities were that I would soon be totally blind. I felt sure that Christian Science would help me if I could only fully understand it, but there was no one from whom I could ask help that I knew of. I gave all the time that I could use my eyes to studying Science and Health, which at first was not more than 5 minutes, 2, and sometimes 3 times a day. Gradually my sight returned until it was fully restored. During this time, God and the little book were my only help. My understanding was very limited, but like the prodigal son, I had turned away from the husks towards my father's house. And while I was yet a great way off, my father came to meet me. When this great cloud of darkness was banished by the light of truth, could I doubt that Christian Science was indeed the comforter that would lead us into all truth? Again, I lay at the point of death, but holding steadfastly to the truth, knowing from the teachings of this precious book that God is life and there is no death, I was raised up to health, restored to my husband and little children, all of whom I am thankful to say are now with me in Science. I had no one to talk with on this subject, knew no one of whose understanding I felt sure enough to ask for help, but I was careful from the first not to read or inquire into anything except genuine Christian Science, and how thankful I am for it. Since then, I have been through a class. I cannot express in words what Christian Science has done for my children or my gratitude that the light of truth has come to them in their innocent childhood, healing all claims of sickness and showing us how to overcome the more stubborn claims of sin. L.S.B.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts and their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 20 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Ancient and Modern Necromancy, alias Mesmerism and Hypnotism, Denounced. The golden text is from Luke. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. The responsive reading is from Malachi and Psalms. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts.
Blessed bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who
redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Craig will now read.
The Bible, 2 Chronicles. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah, to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to see Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Libyans a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. Then Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage within him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. Deuteronomy. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess hearkened unto observers of times, and to diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. Luke. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and heard him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For of authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Galatians. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Psalms. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
Elizabeth from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Since God is all, there is no room for his unlikeness. God's Spirit alone created all and called it good. Therefore, evil, being contrary to good, is unreal and cannot be the product of God. Expose and denounce the claims of evil and disease in all their forms, but realize no reality in them. A sinner is not reformed merely by assuring him that he cannot be a sinner because there is no sin. To put down the claim of sin, you must detect it, remove the mask, point out the illusion, and thus get the victory over sin, and so prove its unreality. The sick are not healed merely by declaring there is no sickness, but by knowing that there is none. Science relates to mind, not matter. It rests on fixed principle and not upon the judgment of false sensation. The addition of two sums in mathematics must always bring the same result. So it is with logic. If both the major and the minor propositions of a syllogism are correct, the conclusion, if properly drawn, cannot be false. So in Christian Science, there are no discords nor contradictions, because its logic is as harmonious as the reasoning of an accurately stated syllogism, or of a properly computed sum in arithmetic. Truth is ever truthful and can tolerate no error in premise or conclusion. If you wish to know the spiritual fact, you can discover it by reversing the material fable. Be the fable pro or con, be it in accord with your preconceptions or utterly contrary to them. Pantheism may be defined as a belief in the intelligence of matter, a belief which science overthrows. In those days, there will be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world. And earth will echo the cry, "Art thou, truth, come hither to torment us before the time?" Animal magnetism, hypnotism, spiritualism, theosophy, agnosticism, pantheism, and infidelity are antagonistic to true being and fatal to its demonstration. And so are some other systems. We must abandon pharmaceutics and take up ontology, the science of real being. We must look deep into realism instead of accepting only the outward sense of things. Can we gather peaches from a pine tree or learn from discord the concord of being? Yet, quite as rational are some of the leading illusions along the path which science must tread in its reformatory mission among mortals. The very name illusion points to nothingness. Mortal mind, acting from the basis of sensation and matter, is animal magnetism. But this so-called mind, from which comes all evil, contradicts itself and must finally yield to the eternal truth or the divine mind expressed in science. In proportion to our understanding of Christian Science, we are freed from the belief of heredity, of mind in matter, or animal magnetism. And we disarm sin of its imaginary power in proportion to our spiritual understanding of the status of immortal being. Ignorant of the methods and the basis of metaphysical healing, you may attempt to unite with it hypnotism, spiritualism, electricity. But none of these methods can be mingled with metaphysical healing. Christian Science goes to the bottom of mental action and reveals the theodicy which indicates the rightness of all divine action as the emanation of divine mind and the consequent wrongness of the opposite so-called action. Evil, occultism, necromancy, mesmerism, animal magnetism, hypnotism. Under the mesmeric illusion of belief, a man will think that he is freezing when he is warm and that he is swimming when he is on dry land. Needle thrusts will not hurt him. A delicious perfume will seem intolerable. Animal magnetism thus uncovers material sense and shows it to be a belief without actual foundation or validity. Change the belief, and the sensation changes. Destroy the belief, and the sensation disappears. Material man is made up of involuntary and voluntary error, of a negative right and a positive wrong, the latter calling itself right. Man's spiritual individuality is never wrong. It is the likeness of man's maker. Matter cannot connect mortals with the true origin and facts of being, in which all must end. It is only by acknowledging the supremacy of spirit, which annuls the claims of matter, that mortals can lay off mortality and find the indissoluble spiritual link which establishes man forever in the divine likeness, inseparable from his Creator. Let this age, which sits in judgment on Christian Science, sanction only such methods as are demonstrable in truth and known by their fruit, and classify all others as did St. Paul in his great epistle to the Galatians, when he wrote as follows: Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The notion that mind and matter commingle in the human illusion as to sin, sickness, and death must eventually submit to the science of mind, which denies this notion. God is mind, and God is infinite. Hence, all is mind. On this statement rests the science of being, and the principle of this science is divine, demonstrating harmony and immortality. All power belongs to God, good.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 298. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Saw ye my Savior? Heard ye the glad sound? Felt ye the power of the word? 'Twas the truth that made us free and was found by you and me in the life and the love of our Lord. Hymn number 298.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 283. Praise we the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Let us extol him with joyous and loving endeavor. Come, let us sing, praising our God and our King. Should we be silent? Ah, never. Hymn number 283.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being on the Correlative Passages from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter, or its infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Amen.